All right, now we get to hear the daddy of Diesel Billy. That's a good form of music invented by this guy right here. The band is called Too Much Fun. They've worked around the country for a long time. They're good at what they do. Would you make welcome Too Much Fun and Bill Kirchen?
Thank you.
Well, I was broke down dead in the water on Interstate 10. Oh, the frozen fish fillets, I was learning how to swim again. I figured I was clean out of luck, stuck without a prayer, when a sudden gust of wind blew out my highway flare. So I jumped down out of my truck to take a look around, and dang if my truck wasn't jacked up off of the ground. I was shaking like a leaf, about to climb out of my skin, when this voice out of nowhere said, let me get you going again. He said, son, it's a one-way run, but I'm here to tell you that it ain't all gravel and glue. Spider rocks in the road and an overweight load. A cute little honey, don't mind the money. When the snow starts to blow, can't see where you're going, and you miss the smell of her perfume. I'm here to help you on your run from the wound to the tomb. Was a ghostly lane, and in 5 minutes flat he had me up and running rhyme. I slapped a bear of schwa tape in my deck just to settle my nerve, and when I cranked it on up, oh, here's what I heard. He said, son, it's a one-way run, but I'm here to tell you that it ain't all gravel and glue. Oh, you got the stops in the road to lighten your load. Same train, different time, only $4.99. Chrome on my flaps, well, I like it like that. Coffee in my cup, oh, won't you fill it on up? Gravy on my fries under buttermilk skies with plenty of elbow room. I'm here to help you on your run from the womb to the tomb. Yeah, let me help you on out from the womb to the tomb. From the nurse to the hearse, from the birth to the earth, from the one-night stand to the angel band. Oh, pour me another cup of coffee, Mama. Hey, Jesus, hold it out.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, how about a nice hand for Barry Schwa, who was just on. We thought that they were seriously challenging our Too Much Fun title, so we tried to buy them off with hats. We awarded them all Too Much Fun hats. If you can't beat them, join them, you know? That's a beautiful thing. Meanwhile, better introduce the entire ensemble. Peter Bonta on piano and vocals. And way back there, Jack O'Dell on drums and vocals. Let's see, what vocal group are we today? We're going to be, today, the three of us over here are going to be the, we're the Poison Okies today. We're going to back up Johnny Castle on this next song, which is Have Love, We'll Travel.
We'll travel. you.
Johnny Castle. Mighty fine. Hey, how you guys doing on the $3 cups of coffee? Is that hit Lowell yet? The Starbucks thing? Well, it will, don't worry. We wrote this next song. It's the Bob Wills song he never got a chance to write because he passed away before they got the designer coffee craze in Turkey, Texas. So. Well, I can picture Bob with a nice half-skim, half-calf latte going, oh! So we wrote this song about, you know, playing cheap guitars and drinking expensive coffee. It's called Swing Fever. Something big. I got coffee in my cup, big strings in my rig. Baby says I'm crazy, but hey, what does she know? Pour me up another big double cappuccino. Back at the shack, it's a getting kind of muddy. You know, java and jamming and jawing with my butt. Baby says I'm lazy, I'm starting to believe her. I got a bad case of swing fever. Man, I got it. Swing fever. Like a rocket in the pocket, had a double macchiato and a big pot of tea. And I'm sitting here buzzing like a cheap TV. Here's Peter Bottom buzzing away. Oh, yeah. Cab now, man. Next week, next week. About quitting, you know I won't. I'm danged if I do and derned if I don't. Quitting that picket, and that's the kind of crap will get you thrown right out of Mike's Big Apple. Now me and my buddies got a good routine. Hit the Hyperion for a tall caffeine. Make it on back to Wally Cleaver's. Lay down a track of that swing fever. Man, I'm good. Like a rocket in a pocket. About as caffeinated as I want to be. And I'm sitting here buzzing like a cheap TV. Swing fever. Swing fever. Thank you very much. The songs that fill the honky-tonks tend toward the hurting kind. And a man can stand it better when a jukebox does the crime. The fiddles play, now who's to say? The line's growing dim. Where the heartaches stop and sad songs begin. Tell me which came first, the heartache or the sad song? And does the loneliness hurt much less than love that's gone all wrong? I'll sit right here till the next one comes along. Tell me which came first,
the heartache or the sad song.
Come on.
Closing time, all over time, I guess that's how it ends. Oh, but anyway, it's much too late to try to make amends. So now the music's over, and it's that time again, where the sad song stops and heartaches begin. Tell me which came first, the heartache or the sad song? Does the loneliness hurt much less than love that's gone all wrong? Well, I'll sit right here till the next one comes along. Tell me which came first, the heartache or the sad song? Hurts worse, the heartache or the sad song.
All right. Thank you. We're not coming up. I'll wait it then. I'll hold off a little. I'll hold off.
Well, you know what? I think it's our job to bring you, ladies and gentlemen, American truck driving music. It's not a big thing up there in Prince Edward Island. I guess there's not that much room to really get going on those trucks up there in Cape Breton. But, so I can understand why Bereshwa didn't do too many American truck driving songs. But that's all right. We got them. We got them covered. A lot of people ask, are these authentic American truck driving songs, especially maybe in a folk environment? People are interested in that. And a lot of them I really can't speak for, but I know this one's authentic because I made it up myself, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to, I want to. Well, here I sit, all alone with a broken heart. I took three Bettys, semi-truck won't start. Well, I hauled my rig to San Jose. I got to be in Cincinnati Monday morning before I draw my pay. Can't waste no time in the all-night grill. So I jumped in my Jimmy and I bought me a little white pill. Here I sit, all alone with a broken heart. I took three Bettys, semi-truck won't start. Come on, Peter, drive the big rig. Kalamazoo. She's waiting for me, and I'm gonna be late. Shoot, it'll be about noon before I'm on my way. Well, here I sit, all alone with a broken heart. I took three Bettys, semi-truck won't start. Here I sit, all alone with a broken heart. I took three Bettys, so my truck won't start.
I know you get the idea that truck driving's all fun and games, but we want to dispel that with this next song. Mama hated diesels so bad. I guess I knew it was something to do with that. Now the first I ever seen her cry was after one of them things went down. Mama hated diesels so bad. Now I remember those semis gearing down. See, Mom and me, we lived right on that high grade in the town. I sure liked them white freightliners, but there was something in Mama's eye. And when she'd catch me watching the road, oh Lord, a little bit of piece of her died. Mama hated diesels so bad. I guess I knew it was something to do with that. Now the first I ever seen her cry was after one of them things went bad. Mama hated diesels so bad. Well, now as the years passed and I grew older, why, naturally Mama did too. And it wasn't too long before Mama quit singing and quit laughing, and it got to where she'd hardly even eat. And I began spending all my time away from home. I wouldn't get back from school till way past dark. I guess I was just too busy having some kind of fun, either messing around with some gal or else hanging around the truck stop talking with my buddies about all the big rigs that was all the time rolling in, and all the crazy places we never been, like California. Well, one day the county sheriff came up to me and he said he'd found my mama wandering by herself on the highway crying, and trying of all things, Lord, to flag down one of them big old semis with her little bitty white pocket handkerchief. Well, they took her to the county home, and that left me on my own. But I got a job unloading rigs, and I saved up enough to get me one of my own. And I left my hometown on my very first run to San Francisco. Well, that was 33 years ago today, and I ain't been back home in all that time since then till now. Now it's me and the local preacher standing in the graveyard grass, staring down at that highway, watching those big boys pass. He laid his hand upon me and he prayed for quite some time. I could barely understand the words he said behind that highway's whine. Well, he handed me an old faded photograph, and he said he found it in my mama's hand. He said, son, I guess you know that you and this picture is the best your mama ever had. So I looked down at that picture. It was mama and some guy standing in front of a semi-truck, just married, painted on the side. And mama hated diesels so bad. I guess I knew it was something to do with that. The
first I ever seen her cry was after one of them things went by. Mama hated diesels so bad. Mama hated diesels so bad.
All right, continuing our attempt to turn this beautiful day into a honky-tonk. Just not air quality-wise, please. I love the air quality. Love the sunshine.
All right, we'll hold off for
him. I'm going to introduce you to Jack O'Dell again from way behind the drums.
He's got a tune for you.
Why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry? I can't you ever love me till the day that I die? So tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why?
Well, I got a crow I wanna pick with you, just like the last time when the feathers flew. You're running wild and kicking up your heels and leaving me at home with a handful of bills. I can't live without you and you know it's true, but there's no living with you, so what will I do? I'm going honky-tonk and get as tight as I can, maybe by then you'll be sure you're a good man.
So tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. You know I can't help but love you till the day that I die. So tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why?
I tell me why, Bill. Better pay attention, don't you dare forget. Sounds just a little bit of puppy, yeah. I caught you honky-tonking with my best friend. The thing to do is leave you, but I should have left then. Now I'm too old to leave you, but I do get sore when they come around, I'm feeling for the knob on the door.
So tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't help but love you till the day that I die. So tell me why, baby, why, baby, why? You know I can't help but love you till the day that I die. So tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why?
Jack O'Dell.
Come on, Johnny, let's have a tune.
Don't mind if I do, Bill. This song goes back further than Bill and I do, actually.
One, two, one, two, three.
Well, who walks in when I walk? Jealous of well, who walks in when I walk out? Don't you know you're mine now, baby? Who's that? Who you got me worrying too? When we kiss, I kind of miss the something that used to be. Every day while I'm away, I get the feeling you're fooling. Well, who walks in when I walk out? Who that got that? Hiya, baby, who's that? Who they got me worrying? Oh yeah.
When I walk out, stays all night, but you don't tell me who's that who. They got me jealous of you. Well, who walks in when I walk out? Now the neighbors all know, but they don't tell me who's that who. They got me worrying too. Yes, you do. When we kiss, I kind of miss something that used to be. Every day while I'm away, I get the feeling you're fooling me. Who walks in when I walk out? Ooh, that goddamn hiya, baby. Who's that who? They got me worrying too. Tell them about it, Bill. Baby, who's that who? They got me jealous of you. Well, who walks in when I walk out? Well, now don't you know you're mine now, baby. Who's that who? They got me worrying too. Yeah, you do. I said who? Yeah, shooting low shelves, she's driving a Shetland.
Well, I noticed on my biography it mentioned rockabilly, so I don't think I've done any rockabilly. I better get cracking. Got to live up to your promo. That's all there is to it. I hate to be morbid on a beautiful day, but should anything happen to me, ladies and gentlemen, please see to it that I have a rockabilly funeral when I die.
There's a black tow truck with the headlights on. They lead a slow procession across the graveyard lawn. And hooked to the back, there's a Coupe de Ville with a real cool cat sitting at the wheel. The obituary in the papers say he up and went and rocked his life away. But his last request was, "Rock, don't cry. I want a rockabilly funeral when I die." Now there's a rockabilly singer getting buried in his car. You know that's my one and only rock and lonely heart's desire. With the backseat cover through the records I made, and this old Telecaster that I always played. I want the Cadillac pointed towards the Memphis team. Oh, where Carla Perkins made rockabilly history. Oh, I'll be rocking up the heaven on my 4-6 fly. Funeral when I die. Put a lot of echo on the preacher's mic. You tell him that I'm every rockin' on, rockin' on. You short go, you shake it. You start to shout like that. The cat, 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 cat. I want a rockabilly funeral. A rockabilly funeral when I die. Let a rockabilly funeral when I die. A rockabilly funeral when I die. Thank you. The cat is really, 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 really gone. I want to rock a billy tuner when I die. Oh, rock a billy tuner when I die. I want to rock a billy tuner when I die. I want to rock.
I want to be buried in the back seat of my Cadillac, ladies and gentlemen. Stretched out with Sun 45 RPM records strewn like daisies around the grave. I want "Just Buried" painted on the side. A Wurlitzer jukebox for my tombstone. And a blue suede shroud. Some maybe Barry Schwab playing at my gravesite 24, 25 hours a day. So I can hear that clogging overhead. So I know that I'll be rocking in the ground. I want Johnny Castle all dressed up in his pink and black preacher's outfit. Jack O'Dell playing the bongos with the sunglasses after dark. And Peter Mina playing one of them folding wartime battlefield organs. I want to go to the Brill Crematorium, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be rocking in the ground. And I want some chicks at the grave, too. You know, with the old style, with the beehive hairdos. With the bees still in them. Oh, oh, oh. I want to rock. Funeral when I die. All right, folks. I'm glad to be here, by the way. We're all glad to be here. It's a beautiful thing you guys have going here. I appreciate you cutting us in on the action. This next song, I first played guitar on the record for the Old Commander back 25 years ago, back when cavemen were babies. And we may have come through this town, but to be honest with you, I don't remember. But then again, there's whole lost summers back then. But we re-recorded it, and it's the title from our new title song from our new CD on the High Tone label. And we've gussied it up just for you guys. My pappy said, "Son, you're gonna drive into drinking if you won't quit driving that old the Hot Rod Lincoln." Now you've heard the story of the Hot Rod race where the Fords and the Lincolns are setting the pace. Story's true, I'm here to say, cause I was driving that Model A. It had a Model A body, made it look like a pup. Lincoln motor that was really souped up. Eight cylinders that used them all, and had overdrive, and it just won't stall. Four of them gears, a dual exhaust. Had a four barrel carb, you could really get lost. Safety tubes, I ain't scared, the brakes are good, and the tires fair. So I pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars shining bright. I was climbing up the Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they were standing still. Some car passed me. All of a sudden, in the wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed me by. And a remark was made, "That's a car for me." But then the taillight was all you could see. Bell was all ribbing for being behind, so I reckon I'd make my licking unwind. Took my foot off the gas, man alive, I shoved it down in overdrive. So I wound it up 210, twist the speedometer off the end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is. Now everybody reckoned I'd lost my sense. They said the telephone poles looked like a picket fence. Slow down, I see spots, the lines in the road look just like dots. I took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking on the guardrail post.
the guy behind me, Jack, was white as a ghost. When I started to gain on that Cadillac, I knew it could catch him and I thought it could pass. You know, by then I'd be low on gas. Flame was shooting from out of the side. You could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, boys, I got a license to fly. The caddy pulled over. Let me by. Well, a big old semi-truck pulled over. VW bus full of hippies. Even tugboats were pulling over. Why, before you knew it, Johnny Cash pulled over with all. He let me by. Then Dwayne Eddy pulled over with all the rebel rousers. He let me by. Roy Orbison, he let us by. Marty Robbins, Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, Earl Travis. Oh yeah, Merle Haggard pulled over. Bob Wills, Junior Brown and Sugar Bud Garland. Let's see now, near as I can remember, Nick Lowe's ex-grandmother-in-law, ladies and gentlemen. Mother Maybelle Carter, that's right. Flattin' Scruggs. Adventures! With Link Ray, Alvino Ray, Stevie Ray, no relation. The whole King family, starting with Freddie King. Albert King, Benny King, so little time, so many kings, James King, let's see, that's right, Pee Wee King, very good, and Carol King, Billie Jean King, and Don King. It's an audience full of geniuses. No stumping.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about.
That's right, the King and I. It's all I can think of. King Kong.
Oh, the King! Bunch of Englishmen!
Oh, I forgot a king. Forgot the king's man. Oh, baby. The king. How about those Sex Pistols?
Started knocking him down in the ditch. She started to rock, and I looked in the mirror. There was a red light working. Cops is after my hot rod licking. Well, they arrested me. They threw me in jail. They called the commander to go my bail. He said, son, you're going to drive into drinking if you won't quit driving that hot rod licking. Let's go. Everybody. Thanks so much.
What'd you like? Bill Kirchen, too much fun.
Would you like another one? A little louder, please. Would you like another one? Real loud.
Thank you so much. I have to say, it really is truly a treat to be out here. And the thing about this festival, it's okay if you like Perfect, I think.
Except the weather, Jesus Christ.
Like you can see, I have a neon tan here. I'm unaccustomed to that. We were saving this song in case the brass band got back, but I think they're helping a train get from Boston to here, so good for them. We can do it without them. I know we can. We've done it before. We'll do it today. The Milk Cow Blues. 2-1-1. This morning, and I looked out my door. Well, I know my milk cow. I tell her the way she looks. You see my milk cow, please drive her on home.
since that milk cow been gone. Yes, I tried to treat you right day by day. So get out your little prayer run. Fall down on your knees and pray, cause you're gonna need, you're gonna want your loving daddy one of these days. Oh, then you're gonna be sorry you treated me this way. Oh, what kind of a thing is that, Pete? tried everything to get along with you. Well, I'm gonna tell you just what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna quit crying, throw away my trombone. You don't believe I'm leaving, honey? You count the days I'm gone. See my milk cow, please drive her on home.
Bill Kirchen and Too Much Fun.